Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It's Tuesday, December 4th, 2012, 10 a.m.
Episode 8.37, the Week 13 Recap Show. It's 3.8 now.
It's 3.8 what?
8.38. Yes, well, I had said 8.37.
That sounds nice. 8.38.
8.38, yes.
8.38, the wave. We're taking love song requests.
Oh,
Susie,
no.
This is going out to you.
Todd wants you to know he's so sorry.
And that girl, she was just a friend, but this goes out to you.
Yeah,
I got home last night to Love Songs on the Coast, and I almost wanted to blow my brains out, Steven. And I know bad week to use that metaphor,
but
let's just be honest. When you get home from work and you hear nonsense between your wife and your daughter,
that's
Love Songs on the Coast. It's horrible. It's horrible, Steven.
I don't know what to do.
It's the holiday season, and we've got to deal with... Oh, it's the holiday season, Steven.
Oh, no. Let's get to it after the break. Let's tease it then. Okay, tease
we it. We have something. If you'll hang with us for 45 seconds,
yes.
We have one of the funniest things you'll hear in a while. It is somebody from Manchester City who is going to wish you a very warm holiday cheer singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right. That's going to be interesting.
Jingle bells.
Bringing American football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, so this holiday season, I want the warmth of us, our warmth and sincerity to just ooze out all over people.
Holiday season!
Loving. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Merry Christmas from everybody.
Merry Christmas from... Do they even celebrate Christmas in Serbia?
In Man City? Probably.
No,
Serbia? Yeah, Serbians largely a Christian nation.
All right, great.
And they've got a Muslim population. They had a little war. So. We defended the Muslims. Oh, wait, America doesn't defend us. Oh, wait, they do occasionally. We're not going politics today, though.
No, we're stopping right there. But
you know what? Yeah, why did we do that, Stephen? We must have had some best interest of ours. There wasn't. Oh, we just tried to do good. Sorry. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
When you get started on the political road, it's so hard to get off, but I'm off it.
Let's talk
football, baby. We are fantasy-wise. We are just 1 week left. If you're more than one game out, you're dead. But note this, folks.
Yeah.
You have a moral obligation to fight to the finish.
Yeah,
Do you have a moral obligation to fight beyond when the stupid playoffs start?
Once the playoffs start, you're done. I tap at that point. But you know what? There's a part of me, there's a pride that I have to be ranked as high as possible.
I still want to win.
Yeah.
I still want to win.
You try to win those games so that you can be...
The consolation playoffs.
If I'm not in the playoffs and I'm ranked fourth, you know what? That means I'm the best of the non-playoff teams.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just sickness in needing to win all the time at any cost. And I'm there with you. That's why I high-fived you, Steven.
I said
you're not responsible, but the fact is I'll fight.
I will.
I'll go in and set my roster.
I'll make freaking waiver wire moves.
Absolutely, waiver wire moves. First of all, I love that because the one team where I didn't show up on time, I learned the invaluable lesson of how important it is to show up on time for your own draft, especially for your own personal league.
Yeah.
I'm in 12th place out of 12 teams.
Yeah,
I've won three games.
That's what happens in fantasy football when you do not make the draft. So always.
Yeah.
So rule number one: always know when the draft is.
Yeah.
And always show up for the draft.
Well, what about when you know when the draft is, but you're wrong? That's the problem I had. I was actually available. And so you were just late
to the draft because you thought it started later.
Sharon, I'm not going to try and take away your ongoing best listener nomination. But when you've got people who've got your personal digits, and they don't hit you up, and you're on Facebook friends, and they don't IM you or something. Now, Sharon, mind you, I still want you to be nominated for Best Listener.
Yeah.
I don't want you to win, because that would break a tradition. we're big on tradition here.
Now, this year, I am going to start a campaign that everyone should vote for Sharon.
She came by Buffalo Wild Wings and paid for my drink so when nobody else was around.
Still never met her. Still, she's avoiding me. She's lovely. But that's all right.
She's a very nice person. Very lovely.
Yes.
But, you know, when you've got people that you're playing with who got your digits.
Was she in your league?
Yeah.
And she didn't, like, text you or IM you or say, Jeff, why aren't you at the draft?
No. And I'm doing nothing, mind
you. And the only reason I didn't do it was because I wasn't in that
league. You're not in that league. Otherwise, Steven is a good enough friend, Sharon, that he would have notified me.
Throwing one of our best listeners and one of our most generous listeners under the bus. I love
it. Bottom line, it's about winning, though, isn't it, Steven?
Yes,
and I'm in 12th place.
Yeah.
Thank you for the support.
You did not do very well there. I am happy to report.
But I beat Sharon 1 week. 49-48.
Oh, God.
That's one of my 3 wins.
That is bad. I am happy to report that I will make 5 out of the 10 RARN League playoffs.
Nice. I haven't had time to look.
And then
it's Tuesday
in the
morning
5 money leagues, I will make the playoffs in 4 out of the 5.
Outstanding. And, Steven, may it pay off well?
I hope so, too. And the only money league team that did not make the playoffs?
Yeah.
I had
great excuses.
5 of my starters miss significant chunks of time or go on the IR.
Well, I must say, Drew Brees cost me and a lot of people last week.
Oh, yeah. His, 3.5 points?
Maybe.
3 points, maybe.
4, 5 points.
Well, when you throw 5 interceptions.
By the way, for the first time in I don't know how many years for him,
no
touchdown
passes. You know, I wrote in my good, bad, and the ugly, he made the bad.
He should have been ugly.
The ugly, actually.
He should have been ugly.
And usually I have a little, you know, I defend the pick. You know, I tell you why this person did good, why they did bad, or why they were ugly.
And you just wrote self-evident.
And for Drew Brees, I said, when a brother throws 5 interceptions in a game your team must win, that's all I need to say.
The New York Jets don't let you throw 5 picks.
They bet you. And trust me, Mark Sanchez was ugly. And for Mark Sanchez, and probably the best thing that happened to him was Rex Ryan decided to bench him. Because he was bad on the field.
By the way, your career is over as a Jet.
I don't know if it's over. You know,
Steven, unless he gets a ton of counseling. And figures out how to carry himself with a little bit of confidence.
Yes.
Because the team sees. The team looks around.
Dude came out in defense of him today, man, and stepped up. And I mean, he doesn't even play for them. And no, Braylon Edwards, wide receiver.
You know, LaDainian Tomlinson looked like he was, he looked like the little boy that had peeked at his Christmas presents on Christmas morning.
Really?
He had a big grin on his face. He was trying
to. I'm so glad I'm not there anymore.
Well, there's a reason that I left when I did, and I still think I had time to play, and I stand by my comments.
Well, Braylon Edwards, who now plays with the Seattle Seahawks,
hasn't been there this year to see how bad things have been.
Exactly, but he said, don't blame Sanchez, and this is a quote, don't blame Sanchez, I played there. Blame the idiots calling shots. Mark is a beast and will prove it when given a proper chance. That was Edwards' tweet on Twitter yesterday.
Wow, those are strong words. But I must say, what we've heard.
The idiot calling shots? I mean.
He's talking about Woody Johnson. He's talking about Rex Ryan.
Tannenbaum. Rex.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Okay.
It is your time of season.
Is this the show of just really bad holiday music?
Why not?
I'm done.
Holiday music?
Yes.
Last night was the first I had heard.
I'm done with it, Jeffrey. If
Coast
I don't know. Are we celebrating the holidays together? I mean,
Are you going to El Paso?
We're not doing El Paso this year.
Well, then hell yeah, we're together.
We had London this year. Remember? So that
killed El Paso. Wow,
yeah, that killed a lot of
Christy,
things.
Christy, I'm sorry. Your brother will not be coming.
My mom was a little bummed when I told her, but she understood. She understood. So. And hopefully we're gonna have them out soon.
We need to have them out. I want to party with them.
Yeah, so do I. So do we.
I want to get Corey and I want to just go crazy Corey.
We're gonna have a big cookout.
Speaking of going crazy, we don't promote. Yes. In fact, we promote responsible partying.
Yes, we do.
So Dee Dee's holiday party is on the 14th, yes. Friday night, at the W in Santa Monica. Driver? No, because the boy comes home the night before.
So he's going
to
drive you.
The boy is going to stay the night at our house.
Okay.
In case his sister is around.
He doesn't stay the night at your house no
Frequently,
more?
He's at Nick's. He's out at friends, okay. just right. hanging out, spending the night over yeah. a friend's house and stuff. Yeah. But he's going to be home. And the missus and I will be not leaving the party. We'll be taking the party straight to bed. We're really? Going straight from the party to we're at the ballroom of okay. one of the fanciest hotels here in
so
the
you're
West.
Just staying
and
in
we're gonna stay
a
the night.
Hotel.
We're gonna stay at the W.
That
we
is
got a room.
That's very responsible.
Responsible and fun. Because yeah. basically yeah. The if you think of the realm of cars where you have the thing that regulates the throttle so that you can't open up the engine. Rawr, right. rawr!
Yeah.
It's off now because yeah. just push Jeff towards his room.
The throttle regulator has been taken off the vehicle.
Basically because I'm not leaving property.
My God.
I'm not leaving property.
Does Dee Dee know that she might get fired?
She can't get fired. She's the boss.
Oh, God. Which is worse. The stories her employees
so,
can tell.
Hey, look. They know me. As
my boss's husband got so drunk.
How drunk was he?
He was so drunk
look,
that.
What I'm going to do, and this is what I do every year, is I set up a fantasy football table because we're in the playoffs for
yes,
fantasy football.
Right.
And it's usually right before the fantasy football Super Bowl.
Okay.
So I set up shop, and I dole out fantasy advice. Huh. People bring me a vodka Collins.
For the price of a vodka
for the Collins. Price of going to the bar for me
right.
and not making me stand up since I might not be able to yeah. I just sit in my little comfy chair and dole out fantasy advice or people come talk to me about their team.
I see.
And that's part of the you know because a lot of offices go and hire talent, a magician and things
yeah.
like that. Her yeah. office does that too. They have the photo booth, they have all the little fun stuff
right, right, right.
but they also do something no other office does.
Yes.
We have an NFL expert over here.
Yeah.
For the guys in a tech office, trust me, they need me.
Yeah.
These guys are geeks.
Yes.
They need me. They know a lot about programming and coding
okay.
and stuff, but
cool.
they need a football guy.
Do they want to hire a comedian? Because
well,
I would love to come do stand-up for
yeah, they
guys.
Have no budget.
Okay, well, never mind.
This party, I suggest that so many people have been laid off and quit
yeah.
that I suggested that they have the party in a hotel room. It would just, you could save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or go the ballroom and segmenting that off
yeah.
into the smallest segment possible and just have it in a room.
Interesting.
Book the conference room there at the hotel, at the W.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot cheaper.
As long as the room was like the suite. Then yeah, like a big suite.
No, I'm being sarcastic. There's still over 100 and some employees, but
yeah.
that's a lot less.
Yes.
So this holiday season, think of your friends that are out of work.
Too bad I don't code, or else I'd go get a job there.
Dude, she would snap you up so
yeah.
fast if you had skills
done,
that
I'm
she
done,
wanted.
I'm done with coding.
Yeah. I don't think you'd be fast enough.
I gave up coding a long.
That's the reason
time
you wouldn't be fast enough because
yeah.
you haven't done it
yes.
recently enough.
No. Yeah. I.
But if you'll do QA and support and stuff,
I know all the things that are just abysmal to you. Yes.
See, I've never hooked you up for that reason because
yeah,
it's death.
No,
and you don't
want
to do it driving to Sherman Oaks.
Anyways, I just thought it was interesting that Braylon Edwards came in the defense of Mark Sanchez. We're not going to get into all of that because we've got 16 games to talk about. But before we do.
Before we can do anything.
In one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Is he trying to sing?
He's reading an iPad.
Horse opens slide. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride.
It's a video. That's
yes.
even worse.
Yes. There's a tree in the background.
Oh, my God.
This is from the Telegraph.
Can you go again in the UK?
The
jingle bells, jingle bells. Because it's.
Sumas Fanny Bry.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part is Sumas Fanny Bry.
Let's go there one more time.
In one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
In one horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. And soon, Miss Funny Bride. Oh.
And soon, my funny bride?
Soon, Miss Fanny Bride.
Oh, okay. Soon, my funny bride. I was like, he had a funny bride? I've never heard that in the song before.
He might have a funny bride. We don't know.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Again, we want to thank Al Alexander Korlov of Korlov, Serbia.
Yes.
For letting us have fun at his expense.
Man City.
Other, and by the way, Manchester Derby this weekend. Hello. You think I'm going to be watching that? Absolutely.
Yes.
Don't care about the outcome.
What day?
Saturday.
I won't.
Saturday.
We are going to Christmas at Disneyland on Saturday.
Oh, awesome. So. Fake snow at the end.
And stuff. And we're going with a family from
sleigh bells ring.
Emma's kindergarten class.
Nice. So, you know,
she is going to be like Daddy, the social butterfly of the school.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to reel that in, dog.
Not yet. She's adorable right now. She's just five. It's not really a problem yet.
Okay. Yeah, but just like, she could have a play date every day of her life.
My daughter prefers four a day. That's all she asks.
How do you have four play dates a day?
She doesn't anymore, and she's very depressed because all she does is study, and she's very upset about
that. Study! Good, Kara!
That's all she does.
So she did invite me to her soccer game tonight.
Cool. It's a home game.
Yeah, I don't know if...
It's a home game. Tuesday. It doesn't get any easier. It's Tuesday at four.
I got kids to
pick up the girls down and have them watch their cousin play soccer.
They have homework to do.
They could do it there at school. It's going to be at an institution of higher learning.
Yes, I see.
On a bleacher.
Come to Kara's game. I haven't really discussed this to you. We're not really discussing much the Javon Belcher situation with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Isn't this been more fun than talking about a murder-suicide?
It has been. So we're going to forgo that. We understand.
Are we going the way of NFL Network and just not mentioning that which should be mentioned?
Well, I think people have gotten plenty of information on that subject. They know it's happened.
Can I point people to where I'm finding the best information on that story right now?
Sure.
Sports Illustrated, SI.com.
Yeah, SI.com.
I feel like between Don Banks, Peter King, and their other writers, they're really on top of this story, and they're doing a very responsible job with it.
They've done a great job.
Let's talk broadly.
Okay.
Tommy Jackson, the first person I heard use the word murder with Javon Belcher.
Well, that is
and to his
what
credit,
happened.
But it is to his credit that the obvious, and you don't want to say it because of the fraternal order of football players or something, that you can't say one of our own murdered somebody. He did.
Yeah,
he did something really, really horrible. And yes, he was very obviously not on his game, as it should be said. But it was murder, and it was horrible, and he left a child orphan, and it's a terrible story. One that, you know, has been hanging over me for the better part of 4 days. I did not expect to start my Saturday that way.
Yeah. So it is pretty tough.
And again, cap tip to the Chiefs for how well they played. And Romeo Crennel, I've always thought Romeo is one of the classiest guys in the league. He's just solidifying that.
So we won't get into that. Basically,
just painting broad brushstrokes.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs just are going through some tragedy.
And a lot of people's lives will never be the same.
Exactly. Did you know that Jamal Charles and his wife were related?
Absolutely.
Ms. Perkins.
Jamal's Charles' wife was a cousin of Cassandra Perkins.
That's right.
And I get her name out there more than Jamal Charles. Cassandra Perkins.
Yeah.
She was not a saint necessarily because, look, the word is they were out partying the night before and things got weird, but so what? Nobody deserves to be murdered.
Right.
Period.
And she had her life taken.
Nobody deserves to be murdered.
And so our thoughts and prayers are with her family and the Belcher family because they're obviously going through a tough situation.
And lots of prayers for the Kansas City Chiefs. Taking a moment of silence for victims of domestic violence.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. They didn't even mention the player's name.
They did a great job. Well, I think
they did outstanding.
I think they did. Trisha, my wife is so smart, and I love her to death.
You're just learning this.
No.
Sorry.
I'm just reiterating it to the world.
All right.
Reiterating it to the world. And, you know, she was like, you don't take a moment of silence for him. You can't.
No. Nor should anyone.
And I said, absolutely.
His parents can. You know,
right.
Absolutely.
But I said, absolutely, that's not going to happen. And then when we heard the Chiefs were taking a moment of silence, we're like, oh, no. And then they said.
Yes. For victims of domestic violence.
And then we're like, excellent. That is
perfectly.
That is very well done. A class organization. And just the fact that Crennel and Pioli were there to witness
and his position coach. I don't remember his name, but
Barrett of Hunter, I think, I believe is his name. But anyway,
Stephen, one of the things I'm aware of as we segue, how many of our metaphors, blowing your brains out,
right,
executing, I mean, so many of our metaphors relate to violence and things. And as I do radio last night and did radio last night and talk even now, I just feel like there's a filter in place trying to catch myself before I say anything. Yeah, to not say anything like, you know, the thing that puts the bullet right into the heart. Oh, yeah, I wish I hadn't said that. It's frustrating. I hate when evil leers its head. I do want to take a chance to throw Bob Costas under the bus.
Sure.
Bad Bob.
He deserves it.
Don't use a moment of extreme tragedy to advance a political agenda, ever. Period. Full stop. That goes for everyone, no matter what the agenda is.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't. There's a time for that discussion. And we need to have that discussion as a country. Why it is that guns are so prevalent in our culture, and there's a historic reason. It's really complicated, and it goes a lot more than you can do in a 20-second soundbite that basically says two people would be alive if it weren't for a gun. Would you be happier if someone was bludgeoned to death and then jumped from the third deck of Arrowhead? Would that have been any less tragic? No. So, Bob, just stop it. You're an honored journalist in this world, and a microphone is a privilege and a responsibility.
Well, not to bring the show down any further.
Okay.
Well, this is bad news. We're just finding out from the Oakland Raiders that head coach Dennis Allen's father has passed away.
Oh, no.
Grady Allen was 66 years old.
I'm like, he's not an old man.
No, Dennis is very young.
He's the youngest coach in the NFL.
His father...
He's younger than you and I, so his father cannot be old.
His father was 66 years old, passed away this morning.
How?
Allen is in Texas right now. He left after the Browns game. But he believes that he will be back with the team for Thursday Night Football as the Raiders play the Denver Broncos.
Oh, with very heavy hearts, as if that game wasn't going to be difficult enough.
Of course, all our sympathies go out to Dennis Allen and the Raider organization. It's tough.
And let me tell you something about the Oakland Raiders. All that stuff about Raider Nation and Raider family, it's all true. You think what you want of the organization, yeah. And they have been very farcical in many ways, but they are a very tight-knit community and one of the closer NFL communities out there. So our thoughts are very much with them. So, Stephen, let's hit bang again, just for the sake of transitioning. El Juego Grande Estupendo de la semana had us on Thursday Night Football. It seems like it's been almost a week, Stephen.
It does seem like an extremely long time.
Well, that's because it's been almost a week. That was I set up a joke.
See, there you go.
It was Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, but we're
it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It was, yeah. Now you get that it's been almost a week. Why, that's funny.
It has been almost a week.
Because it's been almost a week.
The New Orleans Saints travel to Atlanta to face the Atlanta Falcons in, as I alluded to earlier.
Drew Brees?
You know what? There wasn't quite the...
energy.
I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say crucifixion, because there you go. Using
yikes.
The, but Christ...
Christ what?
The negative energy towards a player when he has a performance like this, unlike other players when they have a performance like this.
So you're saying that Drew Brees, instead of being crucified, just to use a metaphor, he was given a pass, more or less, on his very, very, very bad performance.
Yes.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Steven, and I
just... Because he had a huge record of throwing one touchdown pass in 54 games?
I discussed this with Mike last night, and I, in reference to Bob Costas, I said, I think one of the ways I lead my life is that there's moral bank accounts that we keep.
Yeah.
So when somebody's done a lot of good, they build up a pretty sizable balance in their bank account. So when they do something bad, they take a withdrawal from there.
Okay.
Drew Brees took a withdrawal from his account.
Is that what it was?
But on a whole, his balance is overwhelming. Brett Favre would have these stinky poo-poo games, and nobody... Right. He's a gunslinger, dude.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? His Wranglers were a little too tight, you know? Heck.
His Wranglers.
Spent too much time on the John Deere out cutting the grass.
All right.
You know, and because the moral bank account is massive.
Yes.
And not this case, it's not moral, but it's the football bank account of how much good have you done on the football field. people, he had a stinker. Big deal.
All right.
This is his five interceptions compared to Mark Sanchez's three interceptions. Should have been seven.
Yes.
He tried. And that fifth one, that guy came out of, it reminded me of Derek Jeter crashing down the line to take the ball coming in from right field to the catcher, to flip it to the catcher. Wasn't that Jeter like?
That was.
It's like, where did that guy come from?
Speaking of which, Jeter says he will be ready for opening day.
He better be, because A-Rod's caught under surgery.
A-Rod is going to have surgery.
Wait. Sorry.
Talk about someone who has nothing in his bank account.
That's not true. He has plenty. A-Rod?
No, I'm talking about
as far as his talent bank account. Yes, and what have you done for me lately bank account. Yeah. Yes. No, that would be rather negative. He's gone into the negative. But his financial bank account?
All right, but I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying that, Mark Sanchez's three interceptions.
What has Mark done? Two AFC championship games.
That's pretty impressive.
That's huge. What have you done since? You have continued to deteriorate week after week after week. With the exception of 1 week, Mark Sanchez has been the decrescendo of NFL quarterbacks.
Yes.
And 1 week does not make
when
up
you say
for
decrescendo, you need to bring it down.
When you decrescendo.
There you go. That's exactly
do like
how
a decrescendo.
You do. That's exactly how
Since
you do
we can't go pianissimo because Forte is just Forte.
He's been Forte. Yeah,
exactly. And if that eludes you, get some more education. Come on, friends. It's only music. It's not that complicated.
Oh, gosh. But we are musical guys, though.
Are we? How the hell are we musical guys?
You play guitar.
I
played in a choir.
I played in a choir.
I sang in a choir.
First of all, I didn't even know.
I played a choir
Were
all
you
by myself.
A freaking choir boy?
I was a choir boy. I was an altar boy and a choir boy growing up.
Wow. Yes. And for all those twisted people, no, he never had any of that stuff happen.
That's horrible.
No, it's just saying that don't paint with such broad
strokes.
Well,
you shouldn't, because there are more cars in Los Angeles. That's why there's more car accidents here.
Yeah. One of the things about guns is like, well, there's so many guns. That's why you have so much gun violence. Agreed.
Not that it makes it right, but there are so more Catholic churches all over the world.
The Catholic Church is the biggest church in the world as far as numbers.
So when you hear of those incidents, it's going to seem like there's a lot.
And when one of the things for your priest is that they cannot be sexual, and that's normal to be sexual, then you're going to have aberrations. So just take it in context, people. And there's a lot of really good priests out there that have done a lot of good.
Absolutely.
And their lives have never done any harm.
In my community. So.
Especially in the Les Mis, in the first third of the book, the priest is Monsieur, welcome. Monsieur, bienvenue.
Yes. What's the number again? 24601?
24601. Very good.
Yes!
I nailed it. Almost ready. See,
I am. Because Trish was like, we're not going on Christmas Day, but the day after Christmas, I am there.
And
I was
then
like,
we better buy tickets now, because Mrs. Ellis has already made it clear she wants to go away.
Oh, really?
Or there's going to be hell to pay.
So is that what we're doing the day after Christmas?
Apparently. Going to the movie. Everyone goes to the movies.
Let's just go on Christmas. Let's leave your mom with the children, and let's go to go
Patty,
see.
Be pissed. This is because you didn't do any of the dishes for Thanksgiving. You left Jeff to do them, and you sat in the best seat of the house. Guess what, lady? There's payback, and it hurts. Watch the children.
I tell you, somewhere wherever my wife is listening to the show, she is crying. She is crying.
Trisha, I love you so much, but our mom, wow, when she sucks.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you know what? We get to get into games. It's 28 minutes, man. We got to roll.
Have you not been entertained?
I have been, but
is anyone else?
Is it coming?
We don't know. We don't know. We are in a room by ourselves.
It's one of those
Saints
games,
Falcons.
23-13.
How did the Saints get 13 points with five interceptions? Probably on defense.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot about this game because it was nearly a week ago.
Matt Ryan had a couple of questionable.
He didn't have, again.
And Turner fumbled the ball, which kind of kept him in the game. And so,
but did Atlanta go and show you what five interceptions? Shouldn't Atlanta have destroyed the Saints?
Yes.
Okay, but they didn't. They won by 10, but
Yes, so I know.
We're back
Trust
to
me,
this.
You're going to have a you're going to struggle this week.
My power rankings today are going to freaking kill me. The 49ers lost to the Rams.
To the Rams in overtime.
They tried to go 6-5-2.
Yeah, and they almost did 30 seconds left in the period.
I thought it was perfect.
Zuerlein misses it, and I was prepared to jump up and down.
Zuerlein misses
That one.
He's
that
already
one.
Missed.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and Akers had missed.
Legatron.
I can't believe Akers missed that 51-yarder.
Dude, well, I know 50's the new 40, but come
he
on.
Made,
50
well,
is
how
a
many
really
last
long
year?
Way. I don't care. That's a long way. So Saints lose to the Falcons.
Yes. But yeah, but that's
their
what I'm
playoff
saying.
Chances Niners are
lost.
Really slim.
Patriots struggled with the Dolphins. Denver struggled with the Bucks. And Houston,
and the Steelers beat the Ravens.
And Houston, Atlanta continue to win.
Steelers beat the Ravens.
I'm very curious to see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
There's a little curiosity.
Might take the week off.
I'm not making any changes.
Let things sort out just a
little
bit.
But let's go to the final 23-13 there. The Atlanta Falcons, with virtue of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers losing to Denver later in the week.
Clinch
the division.
Clinch.
Give them a clap. There you go. I don't know, people, if you understand clinching the division with 4 weeks left in the season.
It was not December then. How's that?
when
it was November.
Right, when they played.
It was November.
That's
29th, but it was November. And you clinched. That's crazy talk. And in a division that is this competitive, where you've got good teams, the Buccaneers in there, the Saints in there, good teams, and you clinch in November.
For the first time in a long time, this division will not have the division loser become the division winner.
Well, that's because it also contains my pick of the year, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, you really did a number on that.
I'm sorry!
Games of
importance!
How about those Seattle Seahawks?
I wish I had a song for them. I wish they were an old enough franchise to have a anthem, you know, something cheesy like that. We need a marching band and a
Well, let's make one. Seattle.
The Tough Man is the coolest.
Well, you know what? Someone
wow,
did a rap.
They're really loud.
Seahawks rap.
Seahawks rap. It's not going to play through your.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Don't worry about it. So apparently we need to come up with something for the Seahawks. Doc Rob, dial us in, hit us up, let us know how we can celebrate your team winning on the road in Chicago. Now, Steven, here's what's crazy. So
I
had every part of me said this team wins one of its two road games in a row. It's going to Tampa. It's going to Chicago. It's going to come out of there with the win. I was just sure it was Tampa.
Right.
And they didn't. So when it came time for Chicago, I'm like, no way they beat the Bears.
Yeah, and the
and
thing
they
but,
did.
But the thing we did not, we failed to realize.
Overtime?
Pete Carroll has only won 6 road games in his tenure there in Seattle.
Yeah.
And of those 6, 2 of them were in Chicago.
Yeah.
So now of the 7 road games, 3 have come at Soldier Field.
So if you face the Bears, that they wet themselves. Those are Bears that wet themselves.
Apparently.
Is there supposed to be a puddle under that bear?
Well, I think what happens is that the Seahawks
match
they
up
come
well.
In, and in cold, it's a polar bear. But these aren't
it wasn't
polar
that
bears.
Cold.
Wasn't
it? Wasn't that
it
cold?
It looked
it's been
awfully
balmy.
Cold.
I got a post from a friend of mine's daughter who's at Wheaton, and she's like, look, I'm not complaining. I'm from California, and Wheaton is about 60, 70 miles inland from Chicago,
mm-hmm.
west of there. Says, but wearing shorts in December sure feels good.
It does.
As, but when you live in the middle of Illinois.
I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Weird weather going
the
on.
The Seattle Seahawks, very impressive.
Terrific.
But I got a question for you, Jeffrey. And
Russell Wilson.
Had to put in the bad category this week. The Chicago Bears defense in the final 2 minutes and in overtime,
yes.
they disappeared. How do you let the Seahawks, with 3 minutes left in the game, march 97 yards down the field and score a touchdown?
Yeah, Steven, I can't say that I can help you there because, honestly, it was a strange thing to see where every time you would expect them to show up, that was it. But they went 80 yards. 2.5 minutes for a touchdown on 12 plays. Dude, what's the yards per play on that? That's 8 yards per play.
80 yards. What was that?
It was 80 yards, 12 plays. That was
the overtime.
Yeah, that was to win the game.
Yeah, that was to win the game.
And
in
then
overtime.
In the fourth quarter,
they went 97 yards.
They went 97 yards in 3 minutes 16 seconds, yes, on 12 plays. Boom, 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 boom.
I mean, they got gassed. That's really all I can say.
And this is the thing that Rich
Gannon's
been saying, is that old guys, being the Chicago Bears defense, right, old guys, the end of games, are getting gassed.
Yeah.
And when it went to overtime, forget about it.
They were done.
Because those guys, and what Rich Gannon said, I did not see this because I was not paying that close attention, but he said, all I saw, I think Rich had the game for television.
Yeah.
He said, all I saw was hands on hips.
Hands on hips.
Hands on hips.
Sucking deep. Breathing hard.
Hands on hips.
I think Urlacher in overtime actually left for the final three.
Took some O2.
Wasn't on the field for the final three plays.
Wow. Well, he's still battling injuries.
Well, yeah. He was kind of hobbling.
But, boy, I must say, Seattle, no one's going to accuse them of being old. That's for damn sure.
I've got my first rant/rave of the game. How about that?
Do it. Of the game or the show?
Of the show.
Okay.
Because there might be...
Well, you said the game, so I was just checking if we're playing a game or if we're doing a show.
It may be time for the National Football League and its pundits and its experts to stop saying short people can't play quarterback in the NFL.
I thought we were pundits and experts now.
It might be time.
We don't say that they can't play.
We have in the past.
We say that they're disadvantaged.
Yeah.
But Drew Brees is one of my heroes.
But it's Russell Wilson and what he did in this game, going on the road, throwing 2 touchdowns, throwing for nearly 293 yards, rushing for another 70 yards on 9 carries, and then leading his team on successive touchdown drives at the end of regulation and in overtime to win the game in a hostile environment against what we believe is a pretty good defense.
Damn good.
Is impressive. What he did was impressive. And you know what? It's time for everybody to just stop saying, you know what? It doesn't matter what
size. You're not tall enough.
If you can play football like Russell Wilson played football, I don't care. I don't care if you're 6'4". I don't care if you're 5'9". That was an impressive performance. And he did it with his arm. He did it with his leg. And it's just time we give that whole nonsense notion up.
I will say this, though. They have to play different. The smaller the quarterback, the more important it is to be able to get outside and to be able to see clearly down the field, or to have a line in front of you that can make lanes for you to see through.
I would disagree. I would just think that they have to be more accurate.
But I would also say active in the sense of needing to move
their feet
a little bit more.
Slide a little bit.
A lot more sliding, because you're not going to see everything. And, I mean, Drew Brees looked like a 5'11 quarterback out there this week. I mean, he was getting the bejesus smacked out of him.
His O-line, man, they were hitting him like almost every ball.
I know. It was like Doug Free had multiplied himself by 5 and moved them all to New Orleans.
So
that
before
was
we
funny.
Leave this game, the
Come
final...
Come on, Doug Free is an O-lineman for the Dallas Cowboys.
I know who Doug
The
Free
human
is.
Turnstile, but not all of our listeners know.
Okay.
And since you didn't laugh, they certainly have no idea who Doug Free is.
Okay. 23-17, final in overtime. Seahawks pretty much with that win. That was the win they needed to have on the road.
One of the two road wins.
To pretty much
say, you guys have a legitimate shot at the playoffs. Legit.
Absolutely.
And more power to them. Love
this
team.
And who knows? With the Niners losing and the Niners coming into Seattle. Bum, bum, bum.
Hey. There's a couple games coming up that are Super Bowl-worthy teams.
Bum, bum, bum.
And Seahawks-Niners is one of those that I cannot wait for. What's on Monday Night Football next week? That's going to be a humdinger.
Houston at New England.
Yeah, Houston at New England. Bum, bum, bum.
AFC.
Yeah, doggy.
Preview of AFC championship game there.
Yeehaw. All right. Vikings at Packers.
Bum, bah, bah.
Well, the Packers held serve at home against the Vikings, and
Adrian Peterson, over 200 yards, 82 yard touchdown run,
all left for naught.
You know he leads all other rushers by like 310 yards.
So Steven, it is your time.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Hot seat again. I'm on it. I'm enjoying the hot seat right now. I love
Are
it.
You? Are you?
Okay, maybe not, but
Are
bring
you?
It.
Okay. Welcome to the hot seat. The question has to do with this.
In one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all
really?
The way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. In one horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. And soon Miss Fanny Bright.
Fanny Bright. Soon Miss Fanny Bright.
It still sounds like my funny bride. Okay.
The hot seat. Comeback player of the year. Adrian Peterson, Peyton Manning. Is that not hot seat worthy?
That is hot seat worthy, but I would have to say, based on what I'm hearing now, Peyton Manning
forget
suffered.
What anyone says. What do you think?
Okay, but hold on. I'm just saying, based on what I have heard from other players who have had the injury that Adrian Peterson
yes.
has had.
Injuries. Knee injuries.
There's absolutely no way he should be doing what he's doing.
Exactly.
Absolutely no way. And the fact that he was ready for week one and he's been out there and he leads right now the league by 310 yards rushing, that's phenomenal. Sure, what Peyton Manning has done with the Denver Bronco offense, he's only been there, what, 4 months, is pretty impressive as well. But I'm in love with Adrian Peterson right now. I don't love men. You know that.
Stevie doesn't do the man crush.
With Adrian Peterson and the way he is running football right now, maybe it has something to do with he has led all of my
fantasy
football teams to where I am
and
today.
That you got him in the third round pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
pretty and he's right. leading you everywhere.
But no, just what he has done. I mean, that 82-yard touchdown run was sick. It was sick because he had
it was his longest
point,
of his career.
He had like six Packers on him, and he shed them all. Okay, maybe not six, but he had
Dude,
a lot of Packers.
Dini was
on
counting.
Him.
She made me go back and say, "Wait a minute." She likes to count how many guys miss tackles. She's like, "One, two, three," and she looks at me and she gets all cocky. You know why this is important, Jeff? Because there's only 11 playing. She mocks me. She mocks me.
Like she doesn't know.
Well, that's like she. Right, right. I don't know.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But I've made this. I've stressed this to her so many times as I've gone through and counted. Seven guys touched him. There was only four on the field that didn't touch him.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Oh, so she was throwing it back.
She mocks
at you.
Me.
Okay.
She mocks me. But that's all right.
That's great.
We mock those we
Dee
love.
Dee. She's awesome.
She is. She's the best. So congratulations to Adrian Peterson. We're sorry to the Minnesota Vikings. You fall, my friends, to the realm of 6-6 and are still technically in this thing.
There's a bunch of 6-6 teams.
But
in
you're not very good. Chris Ponder is not necessarily.
Christian Ponder has struggled on the road. That's what I've been saying that all year.
Yeah.
On the road, he looks like a different dude.
Yep.
But I still, Adrian Peterson, Green Bay Packers. Hey, Green Bay Packers didn't look all that sharp. Okay. It took an 11-minute drive in the fourth quarter to basically seal that win. That's what we're looking at, Jeff. In the fourth quarter, they went on an 11-minute drive to finally kick that field goal at the end and seal the victory. Otherwise, it was 2014. It was a one-score game.
Yes.
So I'm not buying all that into the Green Bay Packers, is what I'm saying.
Weird stat. Oh, trust me, the Packers have got problems, and Packers fans know it better than anybody, Steven. That's what I appreciate, at least this year.
Yeah.
Packers fans know that they've got a world of hurt. I got to say, I'm very, very bummed. Jordy Nelson down with a hamstring injury again, the same time that they get Greg Jennings back, so very frustrating. Adrian Peterson rushing for 210 yards in Minnesota's loss to Green Bay. The fifth highest rushing total in the Super Bowl era for a player on a losing team.
Wow.
Isn't that sad? What you've got, O.J. Simpson, 273, and you lose?
Yeah.
Those Bills teams were bad back then. Ricky Williams, 228. Gerald Riggins, 221. John Fuga, 218. And then Adrian Peterson with 210. Sad. You do so much for
and
your team.
Lost.
You leave it all on the field just to lose.
And as I wrote, trust me, it wasn't because of him.
Serious.
That's not why they lost.
San Francisco.
Because even if you take, think of this, Jeffrey.
I'm thinking.
210 yards on 21 rushes, that's 10 yards per carry. But hear me out. Even if you take that 82-yard touchdown run out,
yeah,
he's still averaging 6.8 yards per carry.
Deal with that. Choke on that.
So don't tell me, it was all that one big run. No, it wasn't.
No, it actually wasn't.
Go check it out.
Now, in the case of last night and what I saw from Robert Griffin III, his rushing was all one run.
Yes, yes.
And most of it came on a 50-yarder that was pretty sexy.
All right.
49ers at Rams. Final there. Give it.
23-14.
And 23-14.
The San line Francisco 49ers versus the St. Louis Rams in the and one bowl. The and it almost became
and two.
How crazy is it? Now, I'm okay. Going to...
Steve, two things. Because
you were
go
mad
ahead.
At me for cheering against the 49ers.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, your jokes were teasing mean for me cheering. I think one of them was like, why don't you just go marry Alex Smith then? And you were being funny, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but there was a... undertone.
We were texting back and forth. This is the Kaepernick thing. This is the Kaepernick thing.
I've not been a big fan of this move. I've been pretty adamant about it. And
no, this blew up in Coach Harbaugh's face.
But now
blew up.
He's saying he's going to stick with it.
Coach Harbaugh.
Is it because you have to? Because he's a man. You're so muy macho. You may think, okay, vámonos. I'm going to do it. This is my decision. Vámonos. That's what he's doing.
He's not Mexicanly oriented, to quote President Bush, and one of his more interesting word makeups.
Okay,
made up words, but he is. He might as well be Steven.
Yeah,
because he is the most stubborn SOB you're ever going to meet.
Yeah, he is pretty stubborn.
Okay, those Harbaughs, like the Ryans, only the Harbaughs are worse than the Ryans.
There was almost another terse handshake incident.
Involving a Harbaugh.
Yeah, in Baltimore, but we'll get to that
good
one later.
Good job, John. Yeah. Knowing how to make friends and influence people. Lord have mercy. But Jim is a guy that is as stubborn as they come.
Look, I
and
like
he will
Jim.
Stick. I like Jim, too. But you're seeing the dark side of Jim, which is you could show him 10 ways to Sunday how he's wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, and I'll show you that I'm not. Your guy that you had to have out there, Colin Kaepernick, whom I love to watch because he extends plays, he makes big plays, he theoretically scores inside the red zone, which a lot of that's been disproven recently. He cost your team personally 8 points. Personally, 8 points. He took a safety that I don't think Alex Smith would have taken the safety.
No.
And thrown it out of bounds when you're in the end zone and intentionally grounding the football in the end zone. Yeah. That is a rookie mistake.
Yes.
And then this bizarro pistol play, I'm going to toss it to the guy who's in
that
my fullback position.
That pitch.
Was god awful.
Just
he threw
the
it so
pitch
far
itself.
Over his head.
And I qualified it in my good, bad, and the ugly. I said,
just the pitch.
I'm not happy with this move, but I want you to know that this slide.
The play is ill conceived.
Is about this pitch.
Yes.
I mean,
and it was a rugby toss.
Shaquille O'Neal wouldn't have been able to catch
no,
that ball.
No, it went over everyone. It's Steven, I don't think it's like a bad joke. It's going to boomerang and hit someone in the back of the head eventually in a week or two because it was so bad.
It was a very bad pitch.
And
I say 10 points because you got to go. You got.
I'm the going, 2 point. I always go conservative on my statements.
But you
got to
say the 10 points. The reason the Rams tied the game and it was 10-10, all those 10 points were all on Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. How good is he?
How good is he?
He scores on offense and defense.
And to his credit, he even said as much. He's
he
like,
owned up to it. He's a man.
I'm responsible for the 10 points.
He's a man. Now, they've got to roll with him. Fortunately, they have a relatively easy game this week.
This week against the Miami Dolphins, who played a really tough football game against the Patriots.
Miami's getting better.
And if they go into San Francisco San Francisco struggles, for some
Kaepernick ain't going to play badly at home.
I'm just telling you,
it's a
possibility.
Steven, all I wanted from this whole fiasco.
Yes, will you finally give me a hug when he has a bad game against Miami?
Will you give me a hug now because this Rams team isn't nearly as bad as you thought they were?
I never said they were awful.
No, but you won't give them love. You don't think they're a good team. I'm not saying they're a great team. I'm saying they're a good team.
They're what, 5-6-1?
Yeah, 5-6-1. And they've tied the 49ers once, and they beat the 49ers once. They beat Alex Smith, or they tied Alex Smith, and they beat Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, well, Alex Smith went out in the middle of that game with a concussion. That's why he's not playing.
What?
Exactly.
What? Yeah.
But, so that tie isn't all on him.
But Jeff Fisher, what he's done with this team, which has largely been without Danny Amendola all season,
my problem is that
really amazing. This team
believes.
But this team actually believes that they can win.
They get up for games like the Niners, and they played well in both of them, but then they lay stinkers against the Jets that nobody should be losing to the Jets.
Nobody should lose to the Jets ever. I don't think for the next decade. I mean, that's how bad the Jets are right now. It's really sad. But, yeah, the Rams, okay. There it is.
So
good job to the Rams.
16-13 in overtime that literally, Jeffrey, went to 23 seconds left.
From being
they played another full quarter again, which is a little something to think about. You know, Miami Dolphins coming in, they played another full quarter. They've done it twice in 3 weeks now.
Very young team.
Yeah.
Young teams are the ones that can absorb those kinds of things. Older teams, not so much. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Denver Broncos.
Buccaneers.
This looked like it was going to be a rout early on.
It did. I think, you know what? It's funny because I do honestly believe the Broncos kind of eased up.
They do.
It was 28-10, 31-10, I think, late in.
It was 28-10.
28-10.
Right.
And then the Broncos. You know, I mean the
you let them back in the game. The Buccaneers.
And to credit Shiano and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they don't give up.
They play hard.
They keep playing.
They play through the final whistle.
They will exactly. I was going right there.
Sorry.
They will, you know, crash your knees if you're not ready for that final kneel down.
You saw Peyton Manning jump out of there. And then there was a scrum, and so the ball goes. I love the final play of that game. Peyton takes the ball and takes two steps back from the pile, from victory formation, just to be clear. Tosses the ball to an official.
Yeah.
And then all hell breaks loose in the scrum.
Yes.
And there's punches being thrown and bodies flying around. Peyton's just standing there watching, like, isn't this amusing? Yeah. And you would think there's a ball at the bottom of this pile.
You know what I would have done if I were Peyton? After I take two steps back and kneel to say signify the end of the play,
the ball back in there. Go at it, boys!
No, but then you kind of risk hurting your own
guys.
Your own guys,
yeah. If you can protect your own guys.
It would be funny. I think. Hey, it's a fumble! There it is!
Fumble! Ball out!
Oh, people would have just killed Peyton if he'd done something like that. It would have been funny, though. The final there, 31-23. I want to give it up because I'm a glue.
Do it.
I'm going to give some love. We're raving. It's a rave day. Holidays are upon us. Von Miller, that dude is a beast.
In one horse open sleigh.
So the holidays are upon us.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Remind me never to say, and the holidays are upon us again.
I thought I'd take a ride. And soon, Miss Funny Bride. Oh.
And soon, my funny bride. I believe that is what he's trying to say. I know what the song says, but I think what he's actually trying to say is my funny bride.
All right, you were saying you were going to give a lot of love.
I don't even know where I was giving love.
I'm sorry.
Anymore. Von Miller.
Yeah, there you go.
Of the Denver Broncos. The dude was awesome. He had that interception that he returned for a touchdown. He had a sack. He had 5 solo tackles, tackled for a loss. I mean, the dude was all over the field. He continues to play great football for the Denver Broncos. And then wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. I mean, this guy, you know what he's thinking right now, Jeffrey? Welcome to Denver, Mr. Manning. I love you. I love that is the dude caught 2 touchdowns in this game. And let me give you the stats on the season. He has 1,113 yards receiving on 69 catches and 8 touchdowns. All of those numbers are more than his previous 2 years combined.
Are you suggesting that he could be the defensive MVP?
Von Miller?
Yeah.
Von Miller could probably be more than just the defensive MVP. He might be the MVP of the league. If voters would
gave love to defensive
look
players.
At defensive players as guys who change games and make a huge contribution, he could be considered for MVP of the league.
There you go. That's what I agree with you, Steven. That's why I set you up there with that one, because I agree with you completely. The Pittsburgh Steelers go and turn the table on
nobody
the Baltimore Ravens.
Nobody gave them a shot. Nobody outside of Pittsburgh
Charles
gave them a shot.
Batch.
To
Chuck
go
Batch.
Into Baltimore and beat the Ravens.
Steven, I made the missus watch the embrace between Ben Roethlisberger and Chuck Batch.
Okay.
The guy is our age. Yeah, we shouldn't be calling him Charlie unless we know him.
Yes.
So I'm going to call him Chuck, much more respectful. That embrace, that I knew there was tears on both sides.
Yeah.
You knew there was tears on both sides. So happy for Charlie.
I think what happened with Charlie was he was so eager to prove last
week. I can still do it.
Was an anomaly.
Right. But I can still do it. I can still win at this level. And I can
help my team.
Unfortunately
for Charlie, the Pittsburgh Steelers have come out and said Ben Roethlisberger starting this week.
But he knew that. That was part of that hug. Dude, I got you.
I got you
a win. I'm helped the team.
We're still there.
I am when we win the Super Bowl, which he won't, but when we win the Super Bowl, I will have earned my ring because I'll have done my job. I don't just hold a clipboard.
Yeah.
I may be old, but I can still win.
Oldest player, oldest non-kicker in
to
the
ever
league.
Win a game?
No, in the league.
Wow.
Brett Favre was pretty old when he won some games.
He was 107?
He was at least 40.
Yeah, he was. 40 and change, actually. Yeah. Wow. God rest his soul.
But currently
hope he's enjoyed
the oldest
his retirement.
Non-kicker in the league is Charlie Batch at 37.
So. And he quarterbacked a wonderful win over
that touchdown pass to Heath Miller was great. Got him in the game, and you got to give him some love. But what I thought you were going to say that you showed your wife – the handshake between Harbaugh and Tomlin.
I had to see that later on Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback. He had a link to it, so that I had to see it on YouTube.
So you didn't see it live?
No, I did not see it live.
Okay, I was I was watching, and
so tell the people.
Harbaugh came over across to say congratulations
to Mike Tomlin,
and Mike Tomlin, and he shook his hand.
Well, he tried to.
And Tomlin kind of acknowledged him briefly, but without speaking.
Exactly.
And he just took off.
Exactly.
And so Harbaugh, that wasn't good enough for him. He said, hey.
And he got his
attention.
I'm being the bigger man.
That's right.
I'm being the bigger. Damn it. I'm being the bigger man. And this is not in my nature to be the bigger man. You'll respect my authority. Isn't that what it was?
That's exactly what it is.
How pathetic. I'm being mature. Damn you.
And so once again, Tomlin shakes his head and says, okay,
are
thank
we good
you.
Now? Can I go now?
Okay, thank you.
I just won a game with a 38-year-old quarterback. Can I go celebrate with my guys? Are we good? Do we need to have a little couples counseling?
Oh,
damn, son!
Gosh. It was good stuff. It was good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Final game of importance, the Giants at the Redskins. We thought it was going to be a humdinger, and you know what?
We changed our pick.
If you don't follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you wouldn't have known that. But if you don't follow us on Facebook and Twitter, what the heck's wrong with you? What are you doing? Do you have a life? I mean, come on.
So
everyone's going social.
Jeffrey,
everyone's doing it.
Crazy thing. We missed the Steelers game. We didn't say that. We both had the Ravens.
I missed the Rams and I missed the Steelers.
And you missed the Rams. Yes. No, you didn't miss the Rams.
I didn't take the Rams.
Did you change to the Rams?
No, I'm saying I missed it. The Rams won.
Oh, yeah, we missed the Rams.
Right. So you were just accounting.
Oh, and we missed the Seahawks.
We were just doing some accounting here.
Yes, and we missed the Seahawks because we all both had the Bears.
The Bears.
So,
not a strong week for picks.
No,
I'll be honest.
Not especially. I wound up with 11. I think you wound up with 10.
I don't know. Yeah, but I expect more when there's 16 games being played. That's for dang sure. Your point was?
Monday Night Football was pretty.
We changed.
Yeah, we changed the Redskins.
It was a hell of a game.
And it was good stuff.
One fun game.
RG3, man. The dude, and I'm starting to watch closely. And this, you know, outside of the Cowboy game, this was the first Redskins game where I saw in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of bits and pieces and, you know, done the kind of like the quick skim through of the game, of Redskin games. The way he handles the football.
Yeah.
And his play action fakes.
Yeah.
If any young quarterback is out there right now who wants to go far as a quarterback, you've got to watch how he handles
the football. They remind me of Peyton Manning in the day, where his play-action fakes are so convincing that I swore he was going to fall to the ground sometimes. He would extend so far with the football to convince you. I mean, because with Peyton Manning, he was throwing it every time.
Yeah.
But you still bought the fake
because
he extended so far.
Seriously, I now realize why Justin Tuck says he has nightmares.
You don't know what, with their pistol, modified pistol formation, he could do so many things from that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that ball could be going anywhere.
And when the
quarterback is probably the most talented guy to handle the ball, that's when you're scared.
The minute those ends
commit,
even take one step towards the middle.
Now I know where I'm going.
And I mean, when I say he's gone,
wouldn't want to be ya.
He's gone.
Turn around and look at my ass.
Dude is fast.
Am I understanding this? Turn around. Look at my ass, because I'm by you. I'm Linda Ronstadt. By you.
Impressive win. Giants. And you know what? For Coughlin, in his post-game press conference, to be kind of whining a little bit about officiating.
Yeah.
Poor form. Come on, dog.
Steven, this is for you.
Championship.
I was wrong. You were right. This division is wide open.
Wide open. He's admitted it. Oh my! You know what, Jeffrey? You get that. That is maturing.
What's mature about that pointing out the obvious? That the Giants have a one-game lead over the Cowboys and the Redskins. And by the way, who's playing best right now? Yeah. The Cowboys or the Redskins?
Well, the Redskins are playing. The
Cowboys
best.
Aren't playing well, but But again, they won. They won 3 out of 4. If you're going to just look at pure numbers,
right.
they're looking better than the Giants. Yeah. Who have lost three out of four. So it's like, and they had a bye week in there.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
So, look, I still think the Giants probably take this division. But now, with their schedule, as you have articulated.
I don't know.
I don't know how they do it.
You know what? Right now, as crazy as it sounds, and I don't want to be the one to admit this, but
it might be the Redskins. It's Washington for the taking.
The fact that
you've
the
got
Giants,
the tiebreaker,
I really do believe that because Baltimore and Atlanta are going to be fighting for those home field advantage spots, they're going to do everything they can to beat the Giants.
Absolutely.
It's not like they're not going to be playing guys,
right?
They want that number one seed.
No,
so the Giants have those two, and both of those, mind you, are on the road. They're in Atlanta and in Baltimore.
Yes,
this week here come the Saints. Oh, you don't think Drew Brees is going to be pissed off that he threw 5 interceptions last week?
Yeah, generally guys who do that of his caliber, again, go back to Brett Favre.
Right.
Usually the next week they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive.
They have a lot of pride. And if you don't think Drew Brees has pride, go Google a bunch of interviews with him and then ask yourself the one question.
Yeah.
Is he possibly one of the most, not arrogant, but proud men you've ever met? He's like a disabled guy who's gone. He's like freaking Stephen Hawking, Stephen. Yeah. Honestly, he's like Stephen Hawking. Yeah, I had a few setbacks in my life. I had a few things that made it difficult for me to achieve my success. But I challenge you to find anyone better than me. Just saying. That's Drew Brees,
the
friends.
The final one-point victory, 17-16. The fact that the Giants had to settle for 4 field goals in the red zone.
Won me times, 3 or 4 fantasy football
Tynes
games.
Missed
Thank
one,
you, Lord
Tynes. You probably would have won bigger if he would have made
that one. I would have won one more game if he had made that other kick.
That one that he missed.
Oh, man. Lawrence, my life was on Lawrence Tynes' foot last
and
night.
And that game, that miss was?
LT, or Lawrence Tynes, as I call him.
Don't call him LT.
No, I call him Lawrence Tynes.
Yeah.
Lawrence Tynes, I call him, leads the league in scoring. So that's just crazy. So
yeah, it is. It is pretty square. But usually it is a kicker.
It is. They've got the all-time scoring records.
They have more opportunities.
And it also means that, you know what? For some reason, Eli Manning, when you get close, you can't get it in. I don't know.
Ooh.
That's what she said.
So final score, 17-16. One game now separates the Redskins and the Giants and the Cowboys.
Thank you for a good Monday Night Football.
Going to be interesting in the NFC East. Games of interest.
Now we got all these.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We
no,
missed
we didn't.
The first one right off the bat. The Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, die.
Travel to Detroit
God.
To face the Detroit Lions.
Sweater runner.
And I'll tell you what, Jeffrey. For 59 minutes and 59 seconds, We had all of these.
I don't care, Steven. All I need to do is look at my powerful rankings. They tell me everything I need to know.
Jeffrey, the Colts shouldn't have won this football game.
The Colts are a better team than the Lions.
I give you that. But in Detroit, on this particular date, the Lions should have won this football game.
Agreed.
And they were winning 33-21 with 4 minutes to go.
All that matters is when the gun goes off, another gun metaphor, but it is a gun in this case, used to be, bang, game over. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Who's winning when it's over?
Well,
you know, Mike was taunting me last night because the New York Giants had apparently had won 23 consecutive games when leading at halftime.
Something like that. Yes, something
crazy, like that. Crazy. And so I said, what's weird is what Eli's known for is his fourth quarter comebacks. That means he had the lead, pissed away the lead, and got the lead back.
Right.
That's the only way you get that reputation with that stat. And so when finally Washington took the lead, I said, well, here's time for Eli's comeback. It came up short where they're punting out of their own end zone.
Yes.
That was the last time he touched the ball.
And then he never got the ball back.
That was amazing. A good, great coaching, by the way, to Shanahanigans to make sure that he didn't get the ball back.
Well, yeah, but the fact that on 2nd and 8 he threw the football.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, Jason Garrett. He threw the football.
In a non-passing down?
In a non-passing down.
Ha!
To keep the ball away from his opponent.
Ha!
Hint, hint, Jason Garrett.
You're not a very good coach.
That was pretty amazing, but we're done with that. We're on to the Colts now. And look,
there was
and
a metaphor.
Say, look,
it was a metaphor.
33-21. If I told you, Jeffrey, Team A, and I'm not even going to say team names. I'm going to say Team A.
Alabama.
It is winning 33-21 over Team B with 4 minutes left
Boston
in the
College game,
and Team B only has one timeout left. Are you going to tell me that's game over?
I don't know. Is Andrew Luck involved?
It's game over.
I know. No, no, no. You're right.
It's
you're
game
right.
over.
You're right. You're right. It should be in the refrigerator. Doors closed. Butter's hardened. And
That's
the eggs
right.
are cooling.
And it's chilling. It's chilling.
Chick Hearns used to say.
Yes. I used to love Chick Hearns saying.
Love Chick. Ooh, the mustard fell off the hot dog.
Did fall off the hot dog on that. That's usually someone trying to hot dog in.
Yeah, it was always somebody who it goes off his foot when he's trying to go between his legs. Mustard fell off the hot
going
dog.
Going for a dunk and it's
clank.
Rejected by the rim.
Mustard fell off the hot dog there.
But the fact that the Colts scored 2 touchdowns in a span of about 3 minutes. And that final
it's awesome.
Touchdown.
Andrew
that final
Luck's
touchdown.
Cool.
I really wish I knew what the Lions were trying to play because for no one, and I mean no one, to cover Donnie Avery on the final play of the game.
By the way, Tedis Young will not be playing this week.
Yeah, well.
Let's take care of some house cleaning while we're there.
Yeah.
Steven, I've got all these dollars here and parts of dollars.
Yes.
Okay? So.
Well, we didn't make any dollar bets last week.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4.5, 5, 6. $6. I would give
all
six of that just to see Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck make it to the playoffs in their rookie seasons. A rookie has never made it to the playoffs. To see two of them do it in the same season when we went back and forth on whom would you take on draft day to be your quarterback, and Robert Griffin would not be playing well in Denver and Andrew Luck would not be playing well in Washington. They both made the right decision. It's going to work out great for both franchises.
In Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis, and I couldn't be happier.
Because you said in Denver, I'm like, Peyton
That's
Manning.
Where Peyton Manning. Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning will
I
always
tell
be
you
connected.
What, I will take these
all
$6.
If they could just please go.
I need $6.
Well, you only have 5.5. The other half's on the
floor. And I'll take the, and I will guarantee you.
Now you just pushed it further away.
I know. I will guarantee you.
It's fun to watch someone reach for something when they can't see, but you can. It's quite amusing.
Okay, let me tell you. I will guarantee you. I'll take these $6, and
don't
I will guarantee you that 2 rookie quarterbacks make the playoffs.
That'd be so much fun. So what? You're going to give me my money back when they do, if they do? And if they don't, then you're going to keep my money? I don't like this wager.
No, I'm keeping it. I'm going to guarantee that to you. I am for the. You said you would give up $6 to see them in the playoffs. So I'm taking them, and I'm guaranteeing you that 2 rookie quarterbacks.
And if
quarterbacks,
they don't,
2 rookie quarterbacks.
And if one of the, so Russell Wilson, you're counting nicely played.
See, you caught on. I guarantee you, two rookie quarterbacks are making the playoffs.
Can we also include now, in that case, the New York Jets Bumblebee Tuna from the Crimson Tide of Alabama?
Rory McIlroy.
He's a golfer.
I guarantee two rookie quarterbacks.
Because they're not out of it yet either. Now that Mark Sanchez is out of the way, they have a chance.
No, they're done.
They're not out of it.
Mathematically.
Exactly.
But they're
done. They need everybody to lose, and they need to win them all.
So anyways, the Colts came back. Miraculous comeback. 35-33. Soapy Cheese, one of our listeners from the UK, she's a big Colts fan. I apologize for telling you that the Colts were going to lose. But obviously, when I look up and it's 3:53 and they're down 33-21, anyone's going to tell you, yeah, the game's over. What a comeback.
What a comeback. What a team. What a year
for
rookies.
8-4. And seriously, barring a huge, disastrous final 4 weeks of the season, the Colts will be in the playoffs. And I can tell you right now, just looking
Broncos.
I'm looking at their schedule, Jeffrey, and it all depends on what the Houston Texans decide they want to do. Because they got the Titans. I'm going to give them that win.
Sure.
That's 9. They got the Texans in Houston. Houston's probably going to need to win
themselves?
That.
Themselves?
No, I'm talking about this is the Colts.
Ah, the Colts. Okay.
They got the Texans. And then they go and play at Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then they have the Texans again. So they have the Texans in the span of 3 weeks. They play them twice.
And they could potentially see them in the playoffs.
Right.
Not in the first round because they're in the same division. Is that right? No, they
no,
do. They seed it outright.
Seeding.
Well, could conceivably see the Texans 3 out of 4 weeks.
Yes.
That would be horrifying.
No, because the Texans would really have to collapse for them to be a wild card team. Right now, they've got a...
No, I'm talking about the Colts being a wild card team and Houston being a 3 seed.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So they're going to have the first round bye.
Houston would really... They would need to lose 3 of their last 4
to
drop
screw this
all
up
the way down
because
to the,
they only
a
have
3 seed.
Loss. Got it.
They would be a 1 or 2 seed.
Got it.
So
they're likely to go on the road though to play the Denver Broncos or the.
Let's say they lose both to Houston, and they win. They beat the Titans and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's 10-6. That gets you in the playoffs,
right? And they go on the road and play the Broncos probably, which would be
not
amazing.
So fast.
Or the Ravens
because
the
right
Ravens
now,
are kind of stumbling, fumbling, bumbling.
Yeah, and right now the Broncos would be above the Patriots in the playoff seeding, and the Titans, because they're doing so well, right now are the 5th seed, not the 6th seed. They're the 5th seed.
Don't tell me the Titans are going to be in this. They're not.
I'm talking about, the Colts.
Thank you.
The Colts are the 5th seed.
It's the Bengals.
Whoever's going to play the Denver Broncos is most likely going to be the 6th seed, and right now...
That's going to be the Bengals.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, right now the Colts have the 5th seed. It's highly unlikely they would go to Denver.
I so want to see that game.
But a lot of football still to be played. 4 weeks? And you're saying that's not a lot of football. That's a lot of football.
I said 2 weeks last night as I was going off the air, and the second they pulled my mic down, I yelled, damn it! There's 4 weeks. What was I doing?
Well, here's the thing. 5. This was my little Christmas ode. 5 Drew Brees interceptions. 4 playoff spots secured, 3 division winners, 2 overtime victories by underdogs, and the Kansas City Chiefs win. That was very heartfelt. There you go.
Wow. You should have really done radio last night, Stephen.
That was your week 13.
You should have done radio. I couldn't have done that good a job. I didn't do that good a job. You should have done it last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. What could have been, what might have been. Let's move on into the realm of the games of interest. Then the Patriots and the Dolphins, because they're contractually obliged to play. No, but the Dolphins put up a heck of a fight.
They did put up a heck of a fight. 23-16 was the final score. The Dolphins are going to be good soon. Very good soon.
Way sooner than any of us thought. That's for dang sure.
I will give you that much. Yes.
And look, I mean, for Dolphins fans out there, you have every reason to be optimistic. I mean, they've lost now, it seems like, Jake Long for the season. Bicep injury, tricep injury. Very sad there. But
with this victory over the Dolphins, the New England Patriots at 9-3 have clinched
What was our clinching sound? I don't remember.
I don't know. Well, okay, that'll work.
I love Madden.
Or, you know, or we could go, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, see, boom, just will work well enough.
It will.
Yeah, Dan Carpenter, 42-yard field goal with 31 seconds left, made it look, made things look closer than they appear. I wondered why they didn't take the kick a little sooner. Jordan has brainwashed me from playing Madden with me so many times.
Yeah.
If he's down by 10 points and he's gets in field goal range and it's not working for him, he takes one or two shots, then he kicks the field goal, goes for the onside kick. And that is a smart, instead of burning all the clock to try and get in the end zone with yes. your touchdown, take that field goal, get it out of the way. You have to get it anyway. Give yourself time. And it's a smart way to play. And I saw a couple games this weekend where if coaches had taken the field goal early, they would have had a much better chance of winning.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, the fact is the Patriots are a better team. That's all there is to it. Wes Welker, 12 receptions. Oh, my gosh. The guy's a beast.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
17th time he's had 10 or more catches in a game.
Tied Jerry Rice.
Exactly. I was just going there. Past Marvin Harrison, which is where he was tied. Speaking of guns, yeah.
All right, final there, 23-16. The Patriots, New England Patriots, are now your AFC East champions. The Texans trounce the Tennessee Titans. Wasn't even close, 24-10.
Secure their playoff spot, punch their ticket.
They have yet to clinch their division because the Colts won, but trust me, they're going to do it here very shortly.
Sure.
They are now 11-1, and maybe move atop Jeff's power rankings.
Daryl Sharpton sealed the win with the third interception off Jake Locker with 2:05 left on the clock. Locker finishes with two fumbles and three picks in probably what his worst game.
You know
of
what?
The season.
The Texans are now because they're just becoming kind of they're
going through the motions.
Going through the motions a little bit. We're getting a win. 24. It was 24-3 before. You know.
Chris Johnson, 13 carries, 51 yards for fantasy footballers out there who are crying their eyes out. Arian Foster, for people who went all in there, didn't work out so well. He got it in the end zone, but 38 yards. It's been a tough fantasy football sledding.
Yeah, did you see that I won the week again in celebrity?
Yeah, did you see that I had 88 points like everybody else did, all with different players?
Yeah.
How the hell do you have all these different players that equal 88 points? Basically, nobody can find wide receivers that are going to get in the end zone.
I found them.
You do. You go Dez Bryant.
That was the first time I used them all year.
I'm going to be better. Okay. I'm going to be better. And when you're better, Steven, you're not fair. You're not kind.
I was just saying.
You're not fair or kind. You're better.
In my defense, that's the first time I used Dez Bryant all year.
So what? You want a freaking prize?
No, I just don't want you to make it sound like I use him all the time.
Let me infer what I want because I'm bitter. There were multiple shooters in JFK's assassination,
so
okay?
I won. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Again. I won again.
We didn't actually land on the moon, okay? Yeah. I'm bitter. I could be as crazy as I want to be because I'm bitter.
All right.
I put together the best fantasy team every week for TV, and it comes up with 85 points.
This past week, you said you only spent 10 minutes.
I spent 12.
Okay. I spent a little more than 12.
But I get, it doesn't matter how much time I spend, I get 80 points. 80 points. Yeah. And I can spend hours. And I put together mathematically, Drew Brees, I had Peyton.
I can hear.
I had what's his name? Tom Brady. Yeah. For the first time, I did a $4 million quarterback.
Yeah.
15 points. Thanks, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom Brady.
I don't spend $4 million on quarterbacks. Don't do it.
This was the first time. I'm trying to figure out how to win this damn thing with pay every week and select a new team every week. I've never played like this. Neither have you, but you seem to have handled it just fine.
Yeah,
I had
Adrian Peterson and Trent Richardson as my quarterback, as my running back.
I spent $2 million at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
The muscle hamster and Trent Richardson.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Didn't work out real well. Got me about 12 points. Thanks.
Mostly from Richardson.
Yeah, almost all from Richardson. Muscle hamster. Where'd you go, bro? Come on.
But my wide receivers, I had Demaryius Thomas and
you Derek found Bryant. The end zone. I couldn't find the end
zone. I found
zone
the end
with
zone four times.
Calvin Johnson. I spent $8 million on my wide receivers.
Yeah.
AJ Green and Calvin Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah. Stevie, I pushed all the right buttons and came up with Bupkis.
Bupkis is true. But you weren't at the dead bottom with 63.
Neil because he works so much harder than us.
All right.
So they tell us.
The Cincinnati Bengals travel to San Diego. What is going on with the Chargers, Jeffrey?
Once again, they have the lead.
At the end of the game, they're leading. They give it up. They're coming back. Fumble. Give up a bigger lead. And then at the end of the game, you're trying to tie it. You're in position. You throw it into the end zone. Phillip Rivers picked off. Rivers had two turnovers in the span of 4 minutes at the end of that game. And he is struggling. The Chargers are bad. And that's all. The Bengals. The only thing that might hold the Bengals back is that the Pittsburgh Steelers own the tiebreaker on them.
Right. But the Bengals are terrific. Steven, I'm taken back to. So our buddy, our other Matt buddy, posted on Facebook that. Will people now finally believe me that Phillip Rivers is not elite? And here's the thing, Steven. I didn't weigh in on that one way or the other.
Okay.
But I went in the Wayback Machine to Chargers training camp. Went way back to like September.
Going back
to September. And Chargers training camp, I had a wonderful time. There was only four journalists there, maybe. And I watched, I just followed Phillip. As they did 5-on-5, 11-on-11, they did the whole thing. And I didn't want to. I knew I was going to have time to talk to Phillip later, and so I was trying to figure out. You always have those questions you want to ask that would kind of throw teammates under the bus, and you don't want to go there with guys because they won't go there.
Right.
But the fact is, his offensive line was destroying him, was allowing him to get killed. There was guys in the backfield before he could ever look up from taking the snap.
Yeah.
This was in September. So the way I put it with Phillip was, hey, your defensive line's looking really good. I spun it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that somewhere Phillip would cringe and yeah, I was under a lot of pressure. He was nothing but Phillip Rivers that you and I know, which is he was very hospitable. He spoke glowingly about his defensive line and how well they're doing and how far they've come. He didn't once say, yeah, I'm under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But he is under a lot of pressure. He is getting no help, no time. Phillip Rivers is the Tony Romo of the AFC West. I have no offensive line. I'm freaking doing the best I can.
Makeshift offensive lines, man. You got to have an offensive line.
You've got to have a pocket somewhere.
Neil's hurt. He's missed a significant amount of time. That's your left tackle. That's your blind side.
Yeah.
So when he's...
Oh, he's been blindsided.
Because he's got a third stringer there basically protecting him. And on the other side, his right guard has missed some games. So people have to realize how important offensive linemen are.
Thank you.
And right now the Chargers and the Cowboys... don't have them.
Exactly. And you know what? That means playoffs, forget about it, dude. Yeah. We're just hoping to survive this season.
Yeah.
And then go and figure out how we can fix this so that our quarterbacks can go and give us another reasonable chance of making the playoffs. And that's
playoffs?
All there is to it.
You kidding me?
Playoffs? Yeah.
I just hope we can win a game.
That's really what the Chargers do. But you know what? Norv's got to go. You don't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here.
He got to go.
And hopefully that happens. The final
score.
What about the new mayor?
New mayor of San Diego says he doesn't want to hear talk about a new stadium.
Oh, there you go. So
thank you. San Diego's loss will be Los Angeles' gain.
20-13, the final there. Cincinnati improves the 7-5 while the Chargers fall to 4-8. Effectively eliminating them from
Chargers
playoff.
2-4 at home, Steven. And look, the place is a dump, but it should be your home field advantage.
Yeah, we're at 90 minutes. So we got to move up here.
Actually, only at 83 because we had to take a break.
Ah, look at that.
Well, see? There you go. But we still got to move.
The Eagles travel to Dallas to face the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football.
Another humdinger.
To say, Jeffrey, if Bryce Brown could hold on to the freaking football.
My gosh, that Eagles team could actually be okay. But Bryce giveth and Bryce taketh, as I said in my powerful rankings last week.
In this game, and he taketh away.
And as I love to say, because I never liked the ad campaign, but they shoved it down my throat, what can Brown do for you? That's what Andy Reid wants to ask opposing coaches. What can Brown do for you?
He can
for the
do
Dallas Cowboys, he can say, here you go.
Take a 50-yard touchdown. Man, Maurice Claiborne is fast. Did you see his jets?
Yes. Afterburners.
You know what? Hey, just...
There's that button in the Batmobile that makes the flame come out of the back. He's got one of those buttons.
Yo, Rob, I know, man. I know you're struggling. I know you're missing six defensive starters, and that is crazy huge. But you got Brandon Carr, and you got Mike Jenkins, who's now playing very well in the slot, and you've got rookie Maurice Claiborne. Man him up. Man him up for the love of God and send your defense after the quarterback, because you're getting killed because these rookie quarterbacks get no pressure. I can stand back there behind that offensive line, and if you're going to give me all day to throw the ball,
I will pick up your lousy zone.
So, man him up. Man him up. You know what? Live by the blitz, die by the blitz. I would much rather see that.
So, Philadelphia is driving. It's 3rd and 8. I send a text to Jordan, who I know is not studying, even though he should be. And I sent him a text, and I said, what do you want to bet that Philadelphia converts this 3rd and 8? And he said, I wouldn't take that bet.
No bet.
I wouldn't take that
third
bet.
3rd and 3? I'll take the bet.
Oh, yeah.
3rd and 8? No bet.
3rd and 12? 3rd and 22? No bet.
3rd and 22,
no,
maybe.
No.
They did almost give up a 3rd and 17.
Unbelievable. The longer it is, the more sure it is they're going to convert, because Dallas plays a soft zone with guys that are really young and inexperienced and out of position, and they get carved up.
Yeah.
They're not a good team. Congratulations on joining the playoff hunt at 6-6. Hope you enjoy your stay, but it's going to be short-lived.
Look, they're missing 3 guys on the offensive line. They're missing 6 guys on the defense. And the big thing is Sean Lee and Bruce Carter, the Bruce Lee defense, the middle of their defense. Yeah, exactly. The middle of their defense. When those 2 linebackers went out, how Bryce was able to run on them.
That's not Bruce Lee.
Good. But anyways, they do get the victory 38-33, even though Jason Garrett wouldn't, throw the ball and try to get a
get
first down.
Get fired. Nap games, Jaguars at Bills. I don't know what I was smoking.
What were you smoking?
I don't know what I was smoking, because it wasn't even that good, Steven. And I took the Bills, and I lost with the Bills, and it wasn't close at all.
No. I took the Bills. You took the Jags.
Whatever. All I know is I got my rear end handed to me.
34-18.
I seriously thought the 2-9 Jags were going to go on the road and get a win.
I don't know where you
Chad Henne had them playing
better. He had it, but
it doesn't matter. You're still the Jags, dude. You're still the London Jaguars. Panthers, it's Chefs. We covered the tragedy, so let's congratulate the Chefs on a great game. Great game. You went out, you played hard. You did not turn the ball over but once, which was season low.
Brady Quinn, that touchdown right before halftime, I think kind of gave them the life that they needed.
Did it galvanize them?
Well, it
I just wanted to use the word.
Okay. Galvanized. There you go.
You don't have to agree.
Final there, Kansas City 27-21 over the Carolina Panthers. Jeffrey, I'm serious, dog. When you take a team and you give it your allegiance, you give it.
I go all in, man. I give them kinda every
like Bryce
ounce
Brown
of my mediocrity.
Giveth,
yes.
And taketh away.
Jeff Ellis
giveth his allegiance, and he taketh away wins.
All I can know is the Saints won the Super Bowl.
That was an anomaly.
But the Saints
because
won the Super
Bowl.
Because
if you think about it, really, you wanted to take the Saints the year before when they did bad.
Yeah.
And then so then you're like, well, fine, and I'm just taking them. And so, but so really kind
I'm
of
I'm usually
anomaly.
Just off by a year. Tampa Bay's having a heck of a year. I had them last year.
You did.
I'm
you
just
did.
Off by a year. My timing's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But boy, they're bad.
Carolina's going to win the Super Bowl.
You guys suck.
All right.
Cardinals, Jets, as we alluded to.
This has got to be.
This was probably the worst game ever played.
I never like to say that about football games, but this was awful.
So you agree with me? This is probably one of the worst games ever played.
It made offensive football look I don't even
know
what the word
is. It set football back a couple years.
At least 10. At least 10.
Oh, my gosh. So Greg McElroy, no longer to be referred to as Rory.
What? I'm going
to
jump on. Okay. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what you're smoking. I don't know what you're looking at. But the decision to go to Ryan Lindley as your starting quarterback, awful. Awful, awful. He completed less than a third of his passes, Jeff. Less than a third. He went 10 of 31 for like 79
yards. 10 of
31
for 72 yards. You're being kind.
72 yards.
2.3 yards per pass.
Outrageous.
And a pick.
Outrageous. I don't know what you're thinking. And then Mark Sanchez, of course, gets benched. McElroy comes in. He only completed, what, five
10
passes?
10 of 21 for 97 yards.
No, I'm talking.
McElroy, 5 of 7 for 29 yards.
But he got him the one touchdown pass.
He got him the only touchdown
pass. And that
pass
touchdown
was the game.
All they needed, yes.
Friends, this game was just god-awful. That's all there is to it.
7-6. But at 5-7, the Jets have life. The Jets have life.
And if you can show me one guy in that locker room
who believes they have life,
that doesn't have a tee time in February or January, yeah, you point him out to me. One
all
man.
Right. Final game, Browns at Raiders. The Oakland Raiders, we talked about a little bit, struggling. They need a ground game, dude. They need run DMC, Darren McFadden. They need him back.
DMZ, he was fat, wasn't he? Run DMC?
No, run DMC.
Okay.
Darren McFadden. Cleveland Browns, congratulations. You broke a streak of 12 losing road games. You broke that streak, and you now have a winning streak. They won two.
They now have a winning streak?
Yes.
That's all we could say. Wow, those Browns suck, but the Raiders suck more. So,
anyways, final there, 20-17. The Raiders did score late to make it interesting, but no can do.
And no candy, by the way, either, besides no can do. We will be back with you shortly, just a mere 48 hours, where we will be previewing week 14 of the NFL season. We'll have more
holiday music.
We will have more Advent to bring you up full of holiday cheer, since we don't drink on the show. We never have drank on the show, a lot, despite what people think.
Eggnogs?
We both hate eggnog.
Yes, we do.
Yes, so don't send us any eggnog.
But what about spiked eggnog?
I thought that's kind of what eggnog was supposed to be. It's when it's not. I've never had it.
Oh, you've never
had
it?
But it smells nasty.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I spiked. Like my rum and Diet Pepsi. Thank you.
I rather like it. I don't like it spiked or unspiked. I don't like eggnog. I do not like it, Sam. I am.
No eggnog for NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Jeff Ellis.
And I'm Steven Miranda. And we're going to leave you not with our closing, but with this.
Oh, dude.
What?
Dude,
I thought you had it.
You're not going to give me a second
right
to be ready?
Good
what
night,
a
people.
Lame-o.
Happy holidays.
Wow. That's so lame that he does that. And you know what they did? At one point they said, you don't have Flash Player on your iPad. It's like,
gosh.
You know what? I didn't need it a second ago.
We're out.
Srećan Božić i sve najbolje u novoj godini svim ljudima u Manchester City. Pozdrav. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
One horse open
jingle
sleigh?
All the way.
There's a whore?
Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
See, it's a horse.
A day or two ago,
sleigh.
I thought I'd take a ride.
Like,
and soon, Miss Funny Bride. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
My funny bride.
Merry Christmas from everybody at Manchester City.
Merry Christmas from everybody at NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.